Okay, so get this, right? Single-sided liquidity
Yeah.
in DeFi. It's blowing my mind a little. It's
Yeah.
like, imagine trying to bake a cake, but you only want to use like half the ingredients.
Okay, I kind of see where you're going with this.
It's like finding a way to provide liquidity to a trading pair, but using only one token instead of the usual two.
Right, exactly. That's single-sided liquidity in a nutshell. Instead of needing both tokens in a trading pair, you can provide liquidity with just one.
Yeah,
Game changer, right?
totally. And we're looking at Goblin's protocol today because they're doing some really cool things with this whole single-sided liquidity thing.
Yeah, they're really pushing the boundaries.
So they've got this system where you can, get this, actually set a specific price range for your chosen token.
It's all about strategy. Like, let's say you're super bullish on a certain token, right? You can set your price range above what the market's at now.
Gamble a little.
Kind of, but with, calculated risk. So if the price of your token goes up and hits that range you set dot bam, your liquidity in the paired asset is used.
So it's not just passively checking your tokens in a pool anymore.
Nope. It's way more deliberate. It's like you're saying, I'm in, but only on my terms.
That's a pretty cool level of control, honestly.
For sure, it brings a whole new dimension to liquidity provision. But, and this is a big but, there are some things to keep in mind. Nuances, you know?
Right, because DeFi is never simple. There are always trade-offs, yeah.
Oh.
Before we get into all that, maybe let's walk through an example just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Good idea. Concrete examples always help.
So the article we were looking at uses BCH and USDT as an example, right? Imagine BCH is bouncing around, say, between $1,000 and $5,000.
Okay, got it. Volatile.
And let's say you're feeling optimistic, you think BCH is going to $6,000. You could, using the Goblins protocol, set your price range between, say, $5,500 and $6,000.
And since that range you set is above the current price of BCH, you'd only need to provide USDT as your liquidity.
Ah, I see,
Your
SHD.
USDT would be locked and ready to go, ready to be swapped for BCH if or when the price hits that range you set.
So you're putting money where your mouth is, but
Yeah.
you only need one of the two tokens to play. That's pretty neat, actually.
Exactly. You're basically only exposed to the risk of that one asset you've chosen, but you get the potential upside of the pair.
See, this is what really gets me about single-sided liquidity. The article was saying how it can actually like reduce your risk,
Yeah, it can definitely offset some of the risks you'd normally see.
which is a big deal in DeFi, right? Because risk is kind of like the name of the game.
For sure. And a lot of it comes down to understanding impermanent loss. I feel like that trips people up all the time.
Yeah, impermanent loss. It's like that weird cousin you try to avoid at family gatherings.
Right. Basically, imagine you're in a regular liquidity pool
Yeah.
and one token just shoots up in value while the other one tanks.
Recipe for disaster.
Totally. So suddenly your nice balance position is all wonky. You might even end up with less value than when you started. That's impermanent loss.
Yeah, that does not sound fun. Nope, not at all. But see, with single-sided liquidity, you're kind of sidestepping that whole mess from the get-go. You're only holding one asset, remember?
Right. You're like, impermanent loss. Who's she?
Exactly. It's like the price of your token can still go up and down, but you're not dealing with that double whammy of both tokens going haywire. Makes sense. Less moving parts, less room for things to go wrong, right? Especially in crypto, where it feels like anything can happen.
100%. Volatility is the name of the game in crypto, right? Single-sided liquidity just gives you a bit more of a safety net.
Okay, so I'm hearing reduce risk, more control. This almost sounds too good to be true. There's got to be a catch, right?
Well, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, of course. One thing to consider is that your fee earnings might not be as high.
Ah, okay, so less risk, potentially less reward. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's about finding the right balance. Think about it, in a normal liquidity pool, you're earning fees based on how much trading volume there is.
Right, the more action, the more fees.
Got it. But with single-sided, your earnings are tied to that price range you set. If the market doesn't play ball and stays outside your range,
Kind of stuck on the sidelines.
pretty much, your
Yeah.
liquidity is just chilling there, not earning any fees. That's why understanding the market, knowing when it's going to be calm or wild, is so important.
So it's not just a set and forget it kind of thing.
No way. You got to be paying attention. Thankfully, Goblins and some other platforms have those cool analytics dashboards that can help you make smarter decisions.
Data is king, right?
Totally. You can see stuff like arbitrage opportunities and liquidity depth, which is super useful for optimizing your position.
Working smarter, not harder. Love it. You mentioned tools and all, and it reminded me, what about security? This is DeFi, so our money's on the line.
Right.
Are there extra precautions with single-sided liquidity?
Oh, for sure. Security is always priority number one. It's not that single-sided liquidity is inherently riskier, but you still got to be smart about it.
So, like, same rules as always?
Pretty much. Double-check those URLs, use a good wallet that you trust, and for the love of Satoshi, watch out for phishing scams. Oh, and two-factor authentication wherever you can.
The classics. Can't go wrong with those.
Exactly. And stick to platforms that have been audited. Like Goblins, you know they're legit.
Solid advice.
Okay.
Okay, so we've covered the good, the bad, and the secure. But before we move on to some tips for our listeners, something's been bugging me. We've talked about how single-sided liquidity can be less risky in some cases. But are there ever situations where it might actually be more risky than the traditional way? So, for our listeners out there who are like, all right, I'm sold, single-sided liquidity, let's do this, where should they start?
Well, first things first, don't rush into anything.
Good advice in general, really.
Right. Like, seriously, research is key. Don't just jump on the first platform that pops up waving the single-sided flag.
Due diligence, always.
Exactly. Look into how the platform actually works, what kind of fees they're charging, what their security looks like. Oh, and always, and I mean always, make sure they're using audited smart contracts.
That's a big one. Yeah. Audited contracts are like the DeFi seal of approval, right?
Pretty much. And, you know, don't be shy. Look at reviews. See what other users are saying.
Crowdsource that wisdom.
Exactly. Then, once you're feeling good about a platform, start small. Like, really small. Don't go all in on your first try, especially when you're still getting the hang of it.
Dip your toes in the water before you cannonball.
Exactly. Experiment a bit. Try out different price ranges. See how it feels when the market moves this way or that. It's all a learning process, you know?
Learning by doing. That's the DeFi way.
100%. And be ready to adjust your strategies along the way. The crypto world changes fast, right? What works today might not work tomorrow.
It's a jungle out there.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So stay informed. What's the market doing? What are the experts saying? And don't be afraid to tweak your approach as you go. Oh, and use those stop loss orders. Take profits when you need to. Manage that risk.
Words to live by. So big picture, it sounds like single-sided liquidity could really shake things up in DeFi. More flexibility, less risk. It's exciting stuff.
No doubt. It's not a perfect solution, but it's definitely an interesting development. It'll be cool to see where it goes from here.
Yeah. Will it go mainstream? Will it spark even more innovation? Who knows? That's the beauty of DeFi, right? Always something new on the horizon.
Keeps things interesting, that's for sure.
Well, for our listeners who are now officially down the single-sided liquidity rabbit hole, check out the Goblins Protocol. And remember, do your own research, stay informed, and as always, be careful out there in the wild world of DeFi.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The future of finance is in your hands, literally.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into single-sided liquidity. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and most importantly, stay safe.